The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
We're joined by the author of Queen of Dirt Island. He is Donal Ryan. It is his latest book. The reviews extremely positive and the format extremely unusual. Donal, you're very welcome.
Hi, Anton. How are you doing?
I'm very good. I'm reminded of the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy author, Douglas Adams, said that he loved deadlines and particularly the whooshing sound they made as they went past.
Yeah, great quote.
You found them particularly motivational for this book.
I did, yeah, because I was just... I remember one day of abject panic and literal paralysis. I mean, I couldn't move from my desk, and I was sitting there thinking, what the hell am I going to do? Because I had finished a novel that, it turned out, needed an awful lot of work in order to be publishable. Work that I hadn't foreseen. Because, as usual, I sent my manuscript in thinking, Asher, this is perfect. This is as good as it can be. And I'm thinking, I just can't face it. I can't face taking this thing apart and trying to make it better and trying to fix it. And I thought, maybe I could write a different novel. And, you know, I remembered two writers, Kevin Power and Mary Costello, both saying in different places that they reckon that you get one 12-week book in your career. And my 12-week book happened along that day, thank God.
Does it feel like somebody else is writing it through you? Does it just flow?
Yeah, no, I always kind of... I'm not very fond of the idea of artists being conduits for art, because it kind of takes you out of the equation. It's just, you know, it's kind of but it does feel that way at times. You know, there's this kind of a kind of feeling that was whispered somehow, that, you know, that every writing day was just so not very easy, but, you know, there was no huge toil. It didn't feel as though I was grinding it out, or that I was kind of writing against the grain at any point. It just came very, very naturally and very quickly, the first draft anyway.
The book follows it is a succession of vignettes in the lives of four generations of women within the one family. Were you in any way worried or wary about writing through the voice of four women?
Not at all. It never occurred to me for a second to be wary or to be worried. I mean, I've done it plenty of times, and I've never actually... When I've sat down to create a character or to start to write a character, or to give a character advice, it's never at any point occurred to me that this is in any way a kind of a risk, or that you know, that there's anything untoward about doing this, because it's what we have to do as writers of fiction. As long as, you know, as Kit Duval, one of my favourite writers, says, as long as you heed her advice not to dip your pen in someone else's blood, you know, to make sure that what you do with respect, and that you do from a place of, you know, of an attempt to kind of honour somebody and honour a voice. Because, I mean, we're all human. And the thing is, I mean, there's no way for me to know for sure what it feels like to be somebody else, no matter who they are or where they're from. So fiction is always just an attempt to do that.
But it's interesting, because you obviously have to reflect on this a lot, given the day job as a lecturer and teacher in creative writing. Mm-hmm. We've seen in the last number of years... authors come under a lot of criticism for getting out of their lane, particularly white male authors writing in a voice that isn't white and isn't male. You don't feel that pressure?
I don't feel it ever in the actual act of writing, because I always know I've done my homework, and I know that I'm coming at it from the best angle possible, that I've made sure to have had all my research done, that I have a kind of feeling about what I'm doing, that it's right. And, you know, I mean, I wouldn't, it's the danger, I suppose, is going off half-cocked, really. It's going off with a set of certainties that haven't been proven, and being convinced that you're right. Because I think if you take wonder out of the equation, you can get into trouble very easily. You know, you should always be wondering what it's like. But having a store of knowledge and a store of experience that will allow you to represent something as truly as possible. Because you're kind of, Enright says, we're always pushing towards the truth of things, you know, trying to, you know, to represent something on the page faithfully. And it can be a lot of work, it can be a lot of labour, but it's worth it.
You'll be delighted, I hope, Donal, by the texts that are coming in. The Queen of Dirt Island is Donal Ryan's best novel yet, and that is really saying something. A superb writer, and another, Donal Ryan is an astoundingly talented writer. The Queen of Dirt Island is another exquisite literary gem, absolutely spellbinding. I tell you, if the reviews continue like that, Donal, you're on a winner.
Hopefully, yeah. That's lovely. Thanks for those textures. That's great.
I mentioned that it was a series of vignettes around the lives of four generations within the one family. Give us a sense of the storyline is the wrong phrase, because there isn't a single unified storyline throughout, but give people a sense of what the book is about.
Well, the book is, it follows the lives of three and eventually four generations of the same family living in a smallish house in a housing estate in North Tipperary. And it follows their lives. I suppose the main character really is Saoirse Aylward, who's born around the late 70s. And it follows her upbringing. So she lives with her mum and her mother's mother-in-law. And they have a very tight, almost symbiotic relationship, which was really, really enjoyable to write, actually, and to think about and to, you know, to try to get into words. And so it follows their lives, really. And, yeah, there are several kind of converging storylines. It's a very, very loose follow-up to my last novel, but it is definitely standalone. So you wouldn't have to have read Strange Flowers to enjoy it or to know what's going on. But the characters from Strange Flowers come back into this novel. And I was thrilled to see them again, because sometimes you can miss characters, you know. They can kind of be such part of your life. And it's great to be able to reprise them.
I'm interested where you said the symbiotic relationship. You said that it was interesting to write about and to think about. Is it like an actor with a character? Do you think backstory around your characters? Is there more to them in your head than makes the page?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Because interestingly, the character of Mary Aylward, who is Eileen Aylward's mother-in-law and Saoirse's grandmother, I had a really involved backstory for her, actually. And I had a kind of vision in my head of her house, or her home house, her parents' homestead, somewhere in the Yarra Mountains, and the kind of life she had as a child. But I suppose I was kind of thinking of my own grandparents and stories I'd heard about people, you know, and how things were in the 30s and 40s. So I suppose it was kind of, I kind of had a ready-made vista, a ready-made vision of what it might have been like for her. But still, she did feel very real. But I guess as well, it's because, you know, you'll always distill parts of your family's voices and lives into your fiction, you know, and you will draw inspiration from people close to you. So she did feel very real.
You mentioned at the outset that this book came on the back of another one which required some chiropractic work, I suppose, to use that phrase. Will it see the light of day, Donal?
I don't know, actually. I still am quite proud of great sway to that book. You know, I know that there are parts of it that really work. But I can see it's amazing how your eyes can be opened so quickly when the book ends up in the hands of editing professionals. You know, and my editor, Brian, is just fantastic. And I mean, in fairness to him now, he didn't say, this is no good. He said, yeah, we can work with this, but it needs a huge amount of editing and work and rearrangement and, you know, a huge amount of conversation. And I didn't have the heart for it. I'm glad in the end. I think, you know, thinking about it now, I'm glad that this is the book that's out now and not that book.
Well, judging by the reaction that it's getting on text and judging by the critical reaction, you made a wise choice. But we do hope the other one sees the light of day soon. Donal, great pleasure to talk to you. That is Donal Ryan, author of the new book, The Queen of Dirt Island.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.